Good morning, everybody. Could we all stand, please? The civic party are going to enter right now. That's great. It really is good to see everyone here today. We're going to start the service by singing a song together. You will have the words in the bulletin that you have, but also they are going to be on our screens as well. So let's sing together, shall we?
How great Thou art!
Please take your seats. Well, we give you a really warm welcome to Hope Community Church this morning, and especially it is our civic service here. And we want to give a really warm welcome to our Mayor, Joy Jones, and her family, and every guest that is here today, especially if you've come from a distance. We really give you a warm welcome. So, Hope people, can you show them a warm welcome with your appreciation? It's great to have you. You know, as a church, we're really thrilled when we can serve our community. And that's the heart of our church. And so today to host you is a real privilege for us. And we just hope that you will receive something really special from this service today. What I want to do right now is pray. And so just bow your heads with me, please. Father, we love you today. We honour you today. And we just ask, just in everything that is done, it will be honouring to you and honouring to our community, and that we just pray for your favour to be on this day, that your blessing will be poured out on those especially in our community here that serve so hard in making Newtown a better place, that you will just work among us and that your presence will be felt by every single person here present. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Well, I would like to welcome up Councillor Gwilym Evans, and he's going to bring a scripture reading to us. So let's give him a warm welcome.
Well, friends, I have much pleasure in reading a passage of scripture from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 21 to 31. And this passage tells us of God's outstanding power and his care for us all. Haven't you heard? Don't you understand? Are you deaf to the words of God? The words he gave before the world began. Are you so ignorant? God sits above the circle of the earth. The people below seem like grasshoppers to him. He spreads out the heavens like a curtain and makes his tent from them. He judges the great people of the world and brings them all to nothing. They hardly get started, barely taking root, when he blows on them and they wither, and the wind carries them off like chaff. To whom will you compare me? Who is my equal? Asked the Holy One. Look up into the heavens. Who created all the stars? He brings them out like an army, one after another, calling each by name. Because of his great power and incomparable strength, not a single one is missing. O Jacob, how can you say the Lord does not see your troubles? O Israel, how can you say God ignores your rights? Have you never heard? Have you never understood? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of all the earth. He never grows weak or weary. No one can measure the depths of his understanding. He gives power to the weak and to the tired, and young men will fall in exhaustion. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on the wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. This is the word of our Lord. Thanks be to God.
Amen. Thank you. Let's stand. We're going to sing our next hymn together. Here is love.
Here is love, vast as the ocean, loving kind.
now from Councillor Peter Harris.
Thank you. This Bible reading is from Romans chapter 1:2. And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. Don't copy the behaviour and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Because of the privilege and authority God has given me, I give each of you this warning. Don't think you are better than you really are. Be honest in your evaluation of yourselves, measuring yourselves by the faith God has given us. Just as our bodies have many parts, and each part has a special function, so it is with Christ's body. We are many parts of one body, and we all belong to each other. In his grace, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. So if God has given you the ability to prophesy, speak out with as much faith as God has given you. If your gift is serving others, serve them well. If you're a teacher, teach well. If your gift is to encourage others, be encouraging. If it is giving, give generously. If God has given you leadership ability, take the responsibility seriously. And if you have a gift for showing kindness to others, do it gladly. Don't just pretend to love others, really love them. Hate what is wrong. Hold tightly to what is good. Love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honouring each other. Never be lazy, but work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically. Rejoice in our confident hope. Be patient in trouble and keep on praying.
Amen. Thank you. Let's stand together. We believe in a great God who's loving and holy and kind and is worthy of praise. The next few songs we're going to sing are going to be on the screens for you.
You're mighty and strong to save. blood was shed for me. There's no greater love than this. You have overcome the grave. Your glory fills the highest place. What can separate me
for creation of water, earth and sky. The heavens are your tabernacle. Glory to the Lord on high. God of wonders beyond our galaxy. You are holy. The universe declares your majesty. You are holy, holy, Lord of heaven and earth. Lord of heaven and earth.
early in the morning. I will celebrate the light as I stumble in the darkness. I will call your name by night.
God of wonders beyond our galaxy. Declares your majesty, you are holy, 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 holy.
Hallelujah
to the Lord of heaven and earth.
Hallelujah
to the Lord of heaven.
I would like to thank the mayor for allowing us as a church here to host this great civic service this morning, and we honour you, mayor, and we honour your guest here today. I said last year when I spoke at this occasion that we as a church were thankful to God for you and for all who serve in public office here in Mid Wales, and we respect you, we esteem you, we honour you, as the Bible says, as those who do a great deal of good work in our community, and we know that many of you work tirelessly and beyond the what really should be expected of you. And today as a church we want to say thank you for all you do for Mid Wales. We may have, you know, amongst us there may be different political persuasions, and sometimes people find it hard to honour those who have different political persuasions. But according to the Bible, we honour people not necessarily just because of who they are, but we honour because of who we are. And the Bible says we should honour those who serve, regardless of labels. And this is a non-political church, and we welcome all into this place. And we respect all, no matter what party they represent, who actually serve people, because it's people at the end of the day that really matter. This week, in the news, there has been a lot of focus on the visit of the Pope to the UK. And some of the things he has said have been picked up by the press, as usual. And one of the things he mentioned, which I totally agree with, was that he warned Britain of the danger of aggressive secularism. And the Pope's words, which have been quite courageous actually, remind us, when it comes to the role of a preacher, that a preacher is not called to say what people want to hear, but is called to say what people need to hear. And my task this morning is to not tickle people's ears or to have everybody agreeing with me, but my task this morning is to bring something from the truth of God's word, what we need to hear. These are desperate times for Britain. Desperate times. They are uncertain times. And what we need in uncertain times is clear leadership. And a certain type of leader. Winston Churchill was a great leader for a time of war. Because in those days when Churchill led, we were at war with a physical enemy. And we needed leadership to actually make us strong against the enemy and to overcome the enemy that was threatening the shores of these islands. But today our battle is a little different. Today the nature of our battle is not so much against a physical force, but a spiritual force. We are in a battle against atheistic and materialistic philosophies. And so a different type of leader is called for today. So the title of my simple message this morning is, we need leaders. And I'm going to say three simple things today. The first is this, we need leaders who esteem the Bible of William Morgan. The Welsh bishop, William Morgan, in the 16th century, had such a passion for this book that he spent 10 years translating it into the Welsh language so that the Welsh people would have the Bible in their own language. And no book has ever been more significant in Wales than the Bible of William Morgan. Not only did it tremendously help enforce the Welsh language, but it also gave to the nation the word of God in their own tongue, even before the English got the King James Version in 1611. It was his passionate belief and love for the word of God that caused him to devote 10 long years of translating it so that this nation would have the Bible in its own language. It was love for this book that caused a 15-year-old girl called Mary Jones to save for 6 long years the princely sum of 5 shillings so that she could walk from her home barefooted 25 miles to Bala so she could own her own Welsh Bible. We need leaders today who recognize the supreme importance of Scripture. You see, Britain has lost its moral compass. It's been seduced by the impotence of political correctness and godless ideologies. And our society is paying an enormous price. Our young people are being sexualized and deceived. You know, even the latest version of the Oxford Junior Dictionary has removed the word sin. You can take sin out of the dictionary, but you can't take it out of society. We have succumbed to what some have called the democratization of truth, or what they called wiki-truth, where truth is now defined by what Wikipedia and people's opinion and the majority of the majority say. And so they change so that truth now becomes subjective and down to what people's opinions determine. But we need leaders today who will point us to the ancient landmarks, the fixed points of Scripture, and to the truths and to the values of the Word of God. And we need leaders who will remind us that much of the blessings of these islands are here today because in the past people took this book seriously. Just because Stephen Hawking says there is no God does not make it true. It's ironic that his latest book is called The Grand Design, even though he won't accept a grand designer. Stephen Hawking's book, which again has been popularized at this last couple of weeks, he says spontaneous creation is the reason there is something rather than nothing. He says it is not necessary to invoke God to light the blue touch paper and set the universe going. He doesn't tell us where the blue touch paper came from. I was listening to my car the other day, as one does when one travels or when one's stuck on poor roads. I said to myself, I won't mention the traffic this year. I'm sorry, I slipped. I was listening to Radio 4 and there was a very interesting program on as very high-brained scientists were discussing the universe. And one of them was asked by the interviewer, what was there before the Big Bang? And the reply of this scientist said this. He said, there was nothing, but nothing with a great deal of potential. Blew me away. I'm thinking, that is pretty good to have nothing with a great deal of potential. He was asked, well, what was there before time? And the answer was, well, scientists used to believe that the universe was eternal, but now they know that's not true. Now they know that there actually was a time when there was no time. You know, it's very interesting that in the Bible of William Morgan, and in the Bible that I have here today, it puts it very clearly on the very first page, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. My Bible does not say that people are just a random collection of molecules, the end product of a mindless process. But my Bible tells me that God made humankind in his own image. You and I are amazing pieces of God's handiwork. This whole universe is a spectacular display of the wisdom and power and majesty and awesomeness of our God. When we sang our first hymn today, we sang those words, how great thou art. We didn't give praise to nothing. We gave praise to one who is worthy to be praised here today. We need to get back and esteem the Word of God. And we need leaders who will remind us again that truth is something we don't create ourselves, but it's something we discover. And it's here in this revelation of God's Word. But we don't just need leaders who will esteem the Bible of William Morgan. We need leaders who will emulate the vision of Robert Owen. On the mayor's chain, there is the symbol of Newtown's most famous son. On your song sheets today, you will have the plaque of Newtown Town Council, which again clearly defines the image of Robert Owen, son of a Newtown saddler, born in 1771. He became a great social reformer. Like every one of us here today, he had his flaws and his weaknesses. But he had a huge vision to change his society. Very interesting that Robert Owen had very little time for established religion. He often clashed with clergy. He often criticized churches for not doing enough. He had very strong views. Robert Owen even believed that the world could enter a millennial age if everybody had better education. I'm sure if he came back today, 200 years later, he would realize that our education is not enough. However, we can admire today and emulate something he did have, which was a vision. He was not like those who passed by on the other side. He saw the needs of society and realized that somebody could do something about it and change it. He saw the social evils of his day. He saw the injustice of his day. And he gave his life to making a difference. His greatest successes, I suppose, were in Lanark, where in New Lanark, today, it is a World Heritage Site, where Robert Owen went into an area which was so dark and so needy, he actually built homes for the homeless. He created jobs for the unemployed. He changed laws to give a better society. He provided schools and built a community. At that time, children aged 5 and 6 were working in the cotton mills for 14 to 16 hours a day. But Robert Owen, with his vision to believe that things could be better, worked in society. He even introduced childcare, parenting classes. He even advocated, even all those 200 years ago, he advocated the equality of women. In fact, he said these words, "Women shall no longer be slaves of men, but equal in education and rights and privileges and personal liberty." He was a man before his time who looked at what was wrong and thought, something needs to happen, something needs to be done, something needs to be changed. Though he was not a Christian, he reminded the church of what the church needed to be doing. And it's sad sometimes when as Christians we have to take lessons from those who sometimes do far more than we do. This is what Robert Owen said. "Will you not have charity for the habits and opinions of all men? Will you not actively endeavor to do them good? Will you not patiently bear with their defects and infirmities? Herein consists the essence of philosophy, of sound morality, of true and genuine Christianity, of pure and undefiled religion. Without this, your professions of religion will be but as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal." It's amazing how people that aren't Christians can actually say so much that the Bible says. And I want to remind you this morning, I remind this church, our church, and those of you that are visitors and guests here today, that Christians are called by God to be world changers, to bring the good news of the kingdom of God to the whole earth. Christians will never change society by sitting in a building for 1 hour a week, but by giving their lives in love and in service and in kindness to a community. A report published in July by the Economist Intelligent Unit revealed that the United Kingdom was the best country in the world when it came to end-of-life care. Do you know who pioneered the hospice movement in the United Kingdom? Christians. And thank God they did. It was Christians who broke the back of the slave trade. It was Christians who brought about the abolishment of infanticide in the Roman Empire. It was Christians who brought an end to gladiatorial killing. It was Christians who brought about in 1912 the end of the binding of young women's feet in China. It was Christians that led the civil rights movement. It was Christians that energized the suffragettes. It was Christians that brought to an end the burning of a widow along with her dead husband in India. It's Christians at their best when they are actually the light of the world and the salt of the earth, making a difference in communities. And I want today to commend our mayor for all the work she does in seeking to make Newtown a better place. And her council and those others that share with her in such a great work. And I say to our mayor this morning, you have our support as a church. We will do all we can to help you, to help the poor. I'm so proud as a pastor. I'm so proud to be a pastor of this church. I'm so proud that we have people here this morning who are at 4 o'clock in this morning in Newtown Center as street pastors caring for people with needs. I'm so proud that they're on the platform singing this morning without any sleep between 4 o'clock and now. I'm so thankful they were making sandwiches for our guests, even though they've been on the street all night in our town. I am so proud of them. I'm proud of the people from this church who seek to make a difference in the lives of the young and the old and helping people. Because as Christians, that is where the world sees what we are called to do, which is to serve with the love of God flowing through our hearts. On the 12th of November, 1858, just days before he died, this is what Robert Owen said. When he was in the Bear Hotel, in his last few days on earth, he said this: I intend to make Newtown the happiest place on earth. What a dream. When I say we need leaders who can emulate the vision of Robert Owen, I want to tell you, you can't have much of a better vision than that, than to make Newtown the happiest place on earth. Well, we as a church, we're committed to doing our bit to make Newtown the happiest place on earth too. And may God grant that all our civic leaders emulate that vision. And may God grant all of you in public service today the ears to hear the pain of our society, the eyes to see the injustice. And may God give you the will to see through the needs and to realize something can be done if people have a will to do things. And the third thing we need leaders to do, finally, we need leaders who will embrace the gospel of St. David. St. David, the sixth century patron saint of Wales. You know, we often forget that St. George, the patron saint of England, St. Patrick, and St. Andrew, all these patron saints were proclaimers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Have you ever wondered if our nation was to choose a new patron saint today, have you ever wondered who they would choose today? You know, Joseph Epstein wrote these words, that 21st century culture only values two things, money and celebrity. He says that celebrities have become the new role models, the political candidates, the charity spokespersons, and the cultural commentators. And yet, just like all other idols and false gods, such people frequently expose their personal emptiness and their frailty and their impotence. We need leaders today who know that no matter how much they do and how much they accomplish, they cannot meet man's greatest need. That greatest need can only be met in the gospel of Jesus Christ. We don't know a great deal about St. David, patron saint of Wales, other than the fact that he was a godly and prayerful man who went across the principality preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, lifting high the cross to the pagan Celts, and through that established Christianity across Wales, often with miracles and supernatural signs, which is why he's often depicted in his statues and images with a dove on his shoulder, because he preached with such power under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. We need leaders who will realize today that we need more in this area than the County Times talks about every week. We need more in this area than what is discussed even in Newtown Council meetings. We need more than what is discussed even from the County Hall in Llandrindod Wells. We need more than the Welsh Assembly government can ever give us. We need more than London and Downing Street can ever give us. You know, I was thinking this week, a roundabout at McDonald's would be marvellous. It would be. A bypass for Newtown would be wonderful. A bigger church building for Hope would be fantastic. But the people of Mid Wales need more than all those things. The people of Mid Wales need more than any mayor can ever give them, more than any MP can ever give them, more than any councillor or any entrepreneur or any businessman can ever give them. The people of Mid Wales need peace. They need joy. They need forgiveness. They need hope. They need a relationship with God, their creator, and that can only come through Jesus Christ. Only Jesus can set the captives free. Only Jesus can break the dark chains of people's addictions. Only Jesus can heal broken hearts. Only Jesus can blot out failure and vile sins. Only Jesus can satisfy the longing in the human soul. As I come to the end of my little talk today, I must let every one of you know God loves you. He really loves you. He loves you deeply. He really loves you passionately. He loves you, every one of you in this building today, more than you'll ever know. And Jesus Christ came 2,000 years ago and hung on a cross. He bled and died. Gave his life for you. After 3 days, he rose from the dead, conquering sin and death and hell. And today he's alive, and he's alive forevermore. And one day he's coming back to wind up human history and to usher in eternity. And let me tell you this, that even in an aggressive secular and aggressive atheistic society, this gospel is still the power of God unto salvation to everyone who will believe it. If you go into the museum of Robert Owen here in Newtown, you will read some words which are quite sad. Richard Lewis was a Newtown stationer at that day. And in the latter days of Robert Owen, he asked Richard Lewis if he would be his personal secretary and write down and record his words and some of his thoughts about his life. And so he did. And this is how he records the final end of Robert Owen. On the 17th of November 1858, about 7 o'clock, Robert Owen departed this life. This closed the earthly career of one who, during a life of nearly 90 years, labored hard, and I believe sincere, to benefit the human race physically, morally, and socially. And you can read these words on Richard Lewis's note paper. The final words, which I think are really sad. He said, I only regret that I am not able to say that he was a humble believer in Jesus Christ. To do so much for others and yet not receive what God has done for you is such a tragedy. To do so much in this life and yet be lost in the next is a great tragedy. And my prayer today is that each of us, everybody in this place, will take heed to the word of God, that we will light up the world with the love of God, and we will open our hearts to the Son of God. May God bless you. It's my privilege now and honour to invite the mayor up onto the platform here, and we're going to pray for her. We're going to pray for her that God will greatly bless her during her time of office. I'd like you all please to stand as she comes. Vicky, come on. Vicky is the deputy mayor, and we're glad to see you here as well, Vicky. We're going to pray. We believe in this church in prayer. In fact, we had a week of prayer a couple of weeks ago. We want you to know that we prayed even about our traffic problems. We really did. We prayed for every one of your councillors. We prayed for every church in this town. We prayed for every school. We prayed for all our locality. We prayed the peace and the favour and the blessing of God. And we believe in our hearts that God answers prayer. And so today as we pray, this is not just some kind of ritual. We actually believe that God hears and answers prayer. I'd like you all to please join with me as we pray that the mayor and her deputy and those who work with her will know God's peace and blessing. Our Heavenly Father, we stand here in your presence today, thanking you for this day that you have made. We thank you for Joy, the mayor of Newtown, and for Vicky, her deputy. We thank you, Lord, for the tremendous work that they do in this town, in this community. And we pray for them today. Lord God, that you'll fill their hearts with your strength, your grace, and your wisdom. We pray that you'll help them. We pray that you'll keep them from discouragement, preserve them from slack and trouble and hostility. Give them, Lord, incredible peace and joy. Give them, Lord, your favour and blessing. Oh God, and we ask for the councillors in Newtown that work with them. Lord, that you will bring into that council tremendous unity. We pray that there will be joy in working together. We pray that you'll give them an increased vision for our community. We pray, oh God, that they will see it as you see it, and that, Lord, they will be your servants in a mighty way, and that, Lord, their lives will significantly bless this town and community. So we pray, Lord God, that you will meet their needs. And we pray, Lord God, that when they get down, that you will lift them up. And we pray, Lord God, that hope will not fail in their hearts, but that you will indeed give strength to their hands and give success to their endeavours and their efforts in this town. We pray that you'll bless their families too, Lord, and support them and strengthen them too. And we ask your blessing upon them today in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. Would you welcome Joy now as she takes this part, please, of our service.
Well, I'd like to say thank you all for coming. There's a lot of you here today, and it's really nice to see you all. We've got the awards. These are for people that work very, very hard in our community, and a lot of people don't get recognised for what they do. They may only get a small thank you from the odd person, but, you know, they deserve a big thank you from us all. So this is why we've got this put together, and we just want to say thank you for what they've done.
We've had a fantastic number of nominations this year, and we'll be giving out more prizes than we intended to do, because obviously we wanted to thank everybody for what they do to the people for the people and communities of Newtown. Because of the number of we've got, we thought that it might be better if everyone comes and collects their prizes as we call out their names and tell you what they have been doing for the town and the people of Newtown, and then we'll do a big round of applause at the end to thank everybody for our appreciations.
Okay, I think Russell's forgotten he's got to come and hand Vicky all the awards. Sorry, Russ. Thanks, Russell. If you can just hand them up to Vicky, it makes it easier. Okay. We'd like to also thank our councillors, Peter Harris, Richard White, for kindly donating the medals that we're going to give out today. They've paid and donated them, so thank you very much.
The first award this morning is the Charity Award. It's for a group or a person who works hard to raise money for charity in the local area.
When you hear your name called, could you just come to the front, please? Des Phillips. This is for his work in raising money for Help the Heroes charity. Janet Rogers. She's worked tirelessly to raise funds for a number of charities and groups. This year, Janet celebrated her 20th year and she's completed the Cross Wales Walk. Is Des and Janet in the building today? I know some people have been unable to come today. No. Yes, come forward. Okay, our next award.
The next is a group award. It's a recognition of a voluntary group that works very hard to benefit others in our town.
Okay, can we just have one representative for the group awards, please? Newtown's Local History Group. They're very important as they work hard to collect information about Newtown and provide local history to the general public. Can someone come forward and collect their award, please? The stewards of Newtown Football Club. They not only volunteer as marshals for football games, but they also provide a valuable service to other organisations in the town. Would you like to come forward? Our next award.
Our next is the Environment Award. We chose this to award somebody or an organisation in recognition of a major contribution they've made to the environment.
We've got Richard Northridge. He's the driving force behind the food waste collection here in Newtown, which I'm sure some people find very valuable.
The Volunteers Award. This is an award for people that work voluntarily in our community for the benefit of others.
Jen Reynolds. Jen has worked tirelessly with young people over the years. She organised marching bands, carnival, and she designs and makes floats. And now she is running the County Darts Junior League team. Loretta Williams. She works tirelessly for Newtown, Newtown and District Stroke Club. She sets up at meetings and she organises trips and she does much, much more. So thank you. Pam Lyons. This is for her dedication to the guides, the brownies and the rainbows, and she's given over 25 years service to this, and she's also been involved in the orchestra for 10 years. So thank you, Pam.
The middle section, we've included the Newtonian of the Year. This is an award to an outstanding citizen of Newtown.
This award is something new, and what we've got a shield, and on this shield, the person who wins it every year, their name can be put on it, and it'll be displayed in the reading room at Newtown Town Council. But I would like to thank Councillor Richard White, Russell George, Frank Torrance, and Peter Harris, as they all donated this. So thank you very much. This person is unable to be with us today, But if there's somebody here to collect it, that would be wonderful. It goes to Trevor Powell. Trevor Powell was born and bred here in Newtown, and for many years he's provided valuable employment to the people of the town and surrounding areas. Of later years, Trevor has become involved in voluntary circles and is the main force behind the computer course that now runs at Mill Close. Thank you very much.
Next award is a Good Citizens Award. It's for someone working in paid or unpaid employment that helps other people above what is expected of them in their job.
Again, I know this person's not here today. It's Steve Edwards. He receives this award for all his work with the Silver Band. He works very hard and puts in many unseen hours to make sure that it runs smoothly. But Steve is away today with the Silver Band. They're playing somewhere, so I know he can't be with us. Our next person is Mr. Meir. Mr. Meir, he works tirelessly to build bridges between all communities in Newtown, and it's an inspiration to all who meet him. Steve Parkinson, he is a teacher and he goes over and above his duties. He takes time to listen and support the young people he works with. He spends a lot of time to make sure the youngsters achieve their goals, and he is very active in supporting them to do the Duke of Edinburgh Awards. Steve.
Sports Award is next, and it's for a group or a team that contributed significantly to Newtown in the area of sport.
And if one representative could come up, please, for Newtown White Stars. They provide football, coaching and development for the young community of Newtown. Thank you.
The next is the Health and Social Care Award. It's for a worker who has excelled in their position for the people of Newtown.
Annie Landers, a carer who dedicates her time to help and listen to others. She goes over and above what is expected of her. Thank you.
Now it's time for the Mayor's Special Award. It is an award chosen by the Mayor of Newtown, Joy Jones.
And as you'd like to know, this is the last one, so we're nearly done. This is a special award. The people that are getting this don't know they're receiving it today. But this award is special. It's for a special group who work tirelessly with young people. This group educates, supports, and develops young people to achieve their potential, helping them to gain qualifications, life skills, and confidence, which will stay with them for life. The young people supported receive a unique service tailored to their needs. All the staff are known to provide the utmost standard of education to children and young people who cannot be in mainstream school. For many years, they have struggled in inadequate surroundings, but they've still provided first-class support. They have now moved to a new location, which is built for purpose. It is with great pleasure that this year's Newtown Mayor's Award is to be given to Newtown Complementary Education Unit. Kate and your team, would you please all come forward and accept this award. Well done to all of you that could be here today. Well done to you all, and thank you all for coming today. And keep up the good work, because it's people like you that support our town. And I'd like just to say thank you to the church for hosting this for us today. And we'll speak to you after. Bye.
I just want to ask the mayor to come up again, please. Can you come up? We know that the mayor has a charity that actually receives funds to be given to local charities, and I know in this term of office, the mayor's charity is the Newtown Diabetes Association and the Newtown Alzheimer's Association, and also a charity called PANIC. And so as a church, we have a cheque here for £1,000 we'd like you to put towards your charities this year, and just that God will bless you in all your endeavours with those charities. And the other thing is this, is that we know that Joy puts a lot of work in, and we know also that because of that, her family, you know, particularly her husband, you know, it always affects the home life too. So it's, Joy may be in the public face of all things, but Roy, her husband, is behind the scenes, and he's making, you know, life go on without his wife a lot of the time. So for you and Roy, we just want to bless you as a church. And so this is a voucher in here, so you can have a nice evening meal, an overnight stay, breakfast, and a pamper day at the spa at Lion Keys. Which is that, with our love, with our blessings for both of you. Enjoy. All right? Just before we sing the national anthems, I noticed that Glyn Davis, our new MP for Montgomeryshire, is here. I think it'd be really, he doesn't know this, but I'd love to pray over him. I'd like us as a whole church to pray for him. And he's coming to office, and again, it's a very demanding role as an MP. And we know he has a minor operation coming up soon too. And we used to pray publicly for Lembit here, and again we'd like to pray for Glyn as well. So where is Glyn? Would you like to come up, please? Come up. Let's pray for you. Again, we want. I'm not going to give you the mic, by the way, because I know what politicians are like. But I do commend you, by the way, for the way when you did your first speech, the way you were really, you know, so positive and complimentary about your predecessor. I thought it was really courteous of you, and really good. Good to see, you know, that kind of honouring going on, and we appreciate that, and we esteem you for that. And we'd just like to pray that God would bless you in your role. Is that okay? Let's all stand, shall we? Father God, we thank you again for the work that Glyn has done in this locality for many years in politics. And now, Lord, he's a member of Parliament for Montgomeryshire. We just commit him to you now and pray that in his term of office, as he serves, Lord, on different committees and in high places, Lord, we just pray that you will watch over his life. We pray that you will bless him in all his travelling. We pray that you'll undertake for him with his health, Lord. We pray that, again, that you will bless him with good health and good strength. We pray that he might have vigour and energy. And we pray, Lord God, that you will give him wisdom and that you will continue to make him a blessing in this community. As he serves the people, Lord, let him and his family be blessed, Lord. We pray for the favour and the blessing and the goodness of God all over his life, Lord. And we pray that he might know you and know your ways and know your abundant love for him. Oh God, we thank you for him and pray that, Lord, as he continues to live his life forward, that you will go with him every day. Let him know strength to do what you've called him to do. We honour him today, Lord, and pray that this servant of yours will be blessed indeed. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you, Glenn. Let's remain standing, shall we, as we sing the national anthems. To the close of our service, and just before we sing our final song, I'm going to pronounce a blessing upon you, and just to say that light refreshments available in the coffee lounge, which is through the door on the left, for the mayor and the council and her special guest. As I said last week, sorry we just don't have the space to feed everybody, but we do have refreshments there for the guests of our mayor, and so you can go through the door on the left in there, and there'll be ushers there to guide you through. And during this next song, there will be the recessional of the mayor's party. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord give you his peace, mercy and grace in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's sing this great song, Amazing Grace, as the mayor's party go into the coffee lounge. Thank you.